We know a lot of kids are going stir crazy staying at home right now. Well, there is an LA band that has an album to take their mind off of everything serious. It's called Haya. Here's NPR's Madeline Del Barco.
Are you ready to go banana?
There's really no deep meaning behind the songs on Go Banana Go's debut album, says band member Brian Wecht.
It's such a good opportunity to be silly and have fun and just go crazy in the middle of all this wild stuff that's happening.
The album has upbeat, goofy songs about eating cookies and tying shoelaces, dinosaur chicken nuggets and stinky diapers, and of course, bananas.
Go banana, go banana, go banana, go!
Songwriter and producer Jim Roach has worked with Amy Schumer, Sarah Bareilles, and the band Linkin Park. He says so much children's music is educational or saccharine, so for this album, they wanted something different.
Sometimes you're like, let's just get weird and let kids, let their imaginations go wild. And so we were like, let's be the left-of-center kids band where there's no lessons, there's no pretext. And so that's kind of was our mantra as we were writing this.
2 years ago, Roach met bandmate Wecht, who was once a theoretical physics professor at Queen Mary University in London. He retired from academia to be in the comedy band Starbomb and Ninja Sex Party.
I have 1 5-year-old daughter named Audrey, and I would just make up these little songs for her in the morning just to, you know, move things along and have a good time or driving to school. And one day in the studio when Jim and I were working on another project, we were just kind of talking about it and realized that we were both doing the same things for both our kids.
This is Jim. My wife probably since 10 years has been going, you need to write a kid's album, because I was always writing these ridiculous songs, not writing them like seriously, but just singing songs around the house. And my wife's like, you are insane for not making a kid's album.
So last summer, the two formed Go Banana Go, named by Roach's 8-year-old daughter, Kennedy. For one of the songs on their first album, they recruited their friend Flula Borg. He appeared in the movie Pitch Perfect 2 and voiced characters in the movie Trolls World Tour and in the Netflix series Boss Baby, Back in Business.
I have the brain of a caffeinated reindeer and the curiosity of a frog. And so I thought this was the perfect reason to try to team up with them and confuse everyone with a half German, half English, nonsensical mayhem, which is what we did.
It's time to learn some German words. Words that we use every day in Germany. Are you ready, children?
Yeah!
Here we go. Ich fahr gern Ski mit mein Freund Fritz. Means the donkey sits on the banana splits. This is what you say at the ice cream store when you see 8 donkeys knocking at the door.
The kids' voices on many of the songs belong to Roach and Wecht's children, who often inspired the lyrics. Audrey Wecht came up with The Queen of No Share and Pizza Feet.
She was walking around with a pizza box on her feet, screaming, I've got pizza feet. And I was just like, well, that's a song.
Yes! I've got dough on my feet, on my feet, on my feet. I've got sauce on my feet, on my feet, on my feet. I've got cheese on my feet, on my feet, on my feet. I've got them pizza feet.
As we were talking about being with our kids at home under quarantine, my 8-year-old daughter interrupted.
Hold, Amaya, hold on. My daughter's now about to go give our cat a bath.
Brian, we definitely need to write a song about giving a cat a bath because it is a disaster every time. Cat bath.
Cat bath. That's, I was just about to say it. Yeah.
Done.
A song is born. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Cute.
Oh, baby brother.